My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, no, it's Thursday night games are never easy for players. They get after it on a Sunday, and it's a quick turnaround. A lot of them, their bodies aren't feeling good come Thursdays as it is, right? And so we have such an incredible training staff that our guys know the importance. Fortunately, we've only had one game in the season, different than doing it, you know, when you're in week 12, but it's not easy. But our guys are ready for it, and we'll have them ready to go.
Early in the season because they're maybe still relatively fresh, or could it be harder because they're not in quote-unquote football shape at this point?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's a great question. You know, sometimes you get the thought of, hey, later in the year and, you know, the guys are a little more beat up, you know, and they're maybe a little fresher now, but later in the year they're also a little more accustomed to being able to play, you know, 60, 70 plays. I'm not sure, but I know our guys will be ready to go.
9 different pass catchers yesterday, 10 targeted. Is that the everybody eats mentality that we heard a lot about in the summer? Kind of come to fruition?
Yeah, I don't know. I think, there's some plays where there were some opportunities for, you know, maybe guys would have been the primary receiver and they didn't get the ball, and Josh just trusting and just going through the progressions. And I think one of the positives that we have is we have a bunch of guys that just kind of can play a bunch of different spots, and Josh is comfortable in them. And so I was excited for the guys. You know, a lot of guys made plays on balls, you know, and so we were able to move the chains from that perspective. But yeah. I don't know if, you know, one catch is necessarily everybody eats, but I was fortunate the guys with the opportunities came and they caught the ball and were able to help us with it.
You found yourself down 10-0. Did you feel it was basically just your own mistakes at that time? And if you clean those up, you were going to come on?
Yeah, I didn't. There was never a doubt in my mind, you know, as everything goes. I mean, I told you guys last week, you know, I know the stats might say something, but that's a good team that we just faced and a good defense. It presents a lot of issues. And but we felt yesterday that, you know, we were the ones that were going to be able to stop ourselves. And obviously you had a great return on the first drive. And, when you put the ball on the ground, you know, that's never a recipe for success. But we felt like as long as we were out on the field, we were going to have success. And we're fortunate to be able to get that double dip right before half that, you know, the next time the defense got the ball back, it was a tie game. And so our guys didn't blink. To win close games is hard in the NFL, especially early in the year. And so it was great to see us come away with one.
Hey, Joe, what kind of read can you get on a coordinator who's had one game left his defensive?
Yeah, I think it's no matter where in the season or early in the season, you really never know what you're going to get. Both offensively and defensively throughout the NFL, right? Everyone's kind of been doing research, and some of it fits for some defenses and vice versa. And so you just got to be ready to adjust and making sure that you're giving the guys what they know as you continue to build your identity and as you continue to really understand the type of teams that you're kind of facing. So, one game's really hard to kind of go off of, so you kind of really got to just trust your guys and what you kind of do.
Cole Kincaid with just one reception. What's your perspective on him maybe being less involved than some other pass catchers?
Yeah, I think Dalton. I thought Dalton played a really good game. You can tell that the defense was really concerned with where he was on any given moment, and it kind of opened it up for some other guys. And I don't think that was by maybe necessarily intention, but love to get him going a little earlier. But he had some of the best blocks in the game, and it didn't bother him at all. And so. The everyone eats kind of mindset. If people are focusing on him, it opens up for other people. And so I was pleased with after the game how excited he was with only one catch or something like that. So obviously he's a good football player and he helps us when the ball's in his hands, and we'd love to get him more of it, just like a lot of the other guys. But all he cares about is winning, and that's a lot of the guys on our offense.
Joe, obviously you know the expectations for him as a first round pick. So how do you strike the right balance between making it a point of emphasis to get him going versus not simply forcing it to him?
Are you talking? You're talking Dalton. I think you try to be intentional about as you go through the openers and go through things just with different types of guys, but I don't think you can force it as well. And you want to make sure that you're not just handcuffing yourself in a sense of like, all right, this ball has to go here, and oh, if it doesn't, no, the next one has to go to this guy, and if it doesn't, because then you're losing the flow of the game. And so I felt like the way that the game was going yesterday with some of the things that Josh was doing a good job of, taking what the defense was giving him, and it happened to be in a second long situation that Dalton, get the first down with it. But I don't think anybody's pressing to feel like, oh my gosh, I have to get him the ball. And right now what we're really just trying to preach is just let the offense kind of come to you, let the defense kind of dictate, or let us kind of dictate where we want to go with the ball based on the coverages. And as long as Josh is in control, everything else will take care of itself.
What makes Alec Anderson a good fit for that 6-0 lineup?
We've been talking about him since training camp, right? Just his mindset. He's an extremely bright football player, and it's completely different playing in the center and guard and then being able to play out on jumbo. You're blocking different type of guys, but he has the right mindset with it and understands, and he has a lot of guys. You got a guy like David Edwards that played that role last year, and Will Clapp's done it a lot in his NFL in his career to be able to be able to help him of like, hey, this is how you'd approach a block on a different type of player than you would if he's head up on your inside in the trenches. And so was pleased with how we played the other day.
You were 33-23 run to pass. That's a ratio that's not often seen around here, especially with Josh. In your mind, is that game plan specific? Is that flow of the game, or is that something else?
Yeah, I think, we've been saying as long as we can find different ways to win football games, I don't think you go into a game and it's like, hey, this is the exact number we're going to have. Prior to the two-minute drill, we only had 14 plays, in the first half. So I think some of that is, making sure of, you go into halftime and you had 14 plays plus a two-minute drill. It's, there really isn't a tendency at that point in trying to figure out what your run pass is. But I think a lot of that is just the flow of the game and understanding how the defense is kind of playing you, and making sure you're not just like, oh my gosh, I got to make sure I'm passing it a lot more, of understanding how the game's going. And I felt like the way that the game was going yesterday, we were able to have success on the ground. It opened up some of the play action pass. We hurt ourselves with the penalties naturally and forced us to get behind the chains, but our guys didn't blink and we were able to overcome some of those. That makes it hard on normal weeks. But I think some games it might be the complete opposite, but it's more about the adjustments in game and the flow, and just finding ways to get one more point than them.
Josh pointed out a specific play, the touchdown to Mac, where you guys alerted it. Just what was your perspective on how that unfolded between Josh alerting it and then being able to locate Mac?
Yeah, it's the communication throughout the week. Josh just understanding the intent of the play call and knowing, hey, what we're expecting to be getting, and if we get it, hey, make sure you get into the alert. And he did a great job of getting us out of the play and getting to the alert the second play in the play call. And Dalton and Dawson doing a great job of getting on the ball, off the ball. There's so much that goes into it besides just catching it, and making the and throwing catch, and just everyone doing their job. And Mac did a great job of just crossing his face and great throw and catch. And but that was all stuff that was discussed throughout the week and the night before of, hey, if we get this in this situation, this is what we're getting to. And so he didn't blink, was able to execute, and those are always the fun ones to watch.
Joe, how do you guys effectively digest this game, make sure you're ready to go for a game coming up quickly on Thursday night?
Yeah, it's you really don't have a choice, right? There was not a second after that game that you get to enjoy any part of a win, right? You're like, okay. A lot of times you play, especially a 1 o'clock game, you at least can get a second to take a breath. But You know, Thursday, you know, we'll take a breath on Friday. And so as soon as that game was over, you kind of flip your hat and kind of get going on the Dolphins. And it's going to be a great opportunity going down there. It's going to be a great environment. And but I think our guys, if you know, they came in today with the right mindset and understanding that, hey, what happened yesterday has no bearing this week, and they're going to have to be ready to go. Yeah, you know, and a lot of that shows up across the league early in the year, and there's no excuse for it. Like, you know, especially when you're playing at home, you got to, you know, making sure you're all on the same page and staying poised and making sure you're kind of locked into some of the things that might be a little different early in the year. But the biggest thing is just the attention to detail and just really listening into the snap count and not trying to make it more than it is of, hey, this is my block, I got to get this in. I get so locked in that I forget, hey, the quarterback can change something, and that's what was happening on some of those. And so no excuses for that, and you know, our guys are, they understand that it's important, and living behind the change is never easy. And so any 5-yard penalty or taking away a big play or makes it a little harder on us. And so but they understand it, they took accountability with it, and I'm expecting a difference this week.
What's it like watching Ray and Keon be able to make plays on the NFL debuts?
Yeah, it was you know, that's kind of who they are, right? Nothing's too big for them. And, you know, Ray obviously had the great job on the check down. You know, there's four guys covering Dalton, and does something with the ball in his hands. And the next play, you know, great opportunity and makes the guy miss in the run. And so it was it's good. The juices are always flowing for guys, especially as rookies. But he didn't blink, and you know, Keon going up and making the play, you know, that was a huge play in the game, and gave us some energy that we kind of needed at that point. And but they're two veterans, and they might be different in ages, but they're both mature football players and mature people. And we count on them regardless if it's the first game of the season, them being rookies, and it kind of shows. Yeah, no. Are you talking the touchdown or the one that the scramble that he kind of, yeah, that's that I called it for that purpose, you know, and just see him make like three guys miss and kind of get rocked. But no, that's who he is. Like, he's a football player, and he's at his best when you're in a stadium and people are trying to tackle him. And his body control, his balance, his football IQ, it all comes, it all kind of shows when you get out there. And sometimes I have no clue how he's able to keep his balance, how he's able, you know, how he's able to reach in for that end zone, you know, the touchdown, and be able to find a way to get that in there. But everything we've been saying, like, he's a baller, he's a football player, and when the ball's in his hands, good things happen. And our quarterback trusts him, the guys on our offense trust him, and he goes and shows that.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed Ace and then got some from my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.